And joining us now is Mercer County School Board candidate Lori Nelson. And Lori, glad you could join us. And as we're doing with all the candidates, could you just kind of give us a little background about yourself for the voters to get to know you a little bit better?
I grew up in Mercer County, and I went to school here. Later on, I went to Western Illinois University, and that's where I received my bachelor's degree. I've been in business for several years in this area. Most people know me because I did run the Mad Hatter in Boondocks and also run the Westmore One Stop in Joy, Illinois. So from an education standpoint, I really take it seriously because my family started out way back when the elders, they wouldn't have a high school diploma. The next generation graduated high school. The next generation got a bachelor's degree. And then the next generation accelerated into master's degrees and did great things for the community. So that's kind of where I am as how people would know me.
And as far as running for the school board, I think you said this is the first time you've ever attempted that. What made you decide to run for the Mercer County School Board?
I really didn't know much about it. And once I started getting involved, I found that there was lack of participation in that area. What I seen was there were people on the board that weren't necessarily elected to that. And I thought that kind of goes against a democracy that we all kind of know and understand, that we put people on boards because they will do what we as a community want them to do. And once they become appointed to boards or we take that level away, I'm not sure that the community will be heard on the level that they should be anymore. And so I'm not sure exactly what I have to offer, but I certainly will do my best.
Well, as far as student achievement curriculum's concerned, do you have any thoughts there on what you'd like to see?
As far as curriculum and any achievements by the students within that, I am so green at this point in this, and I will accept that position that I'm in. I am going to have the opportunity, if elected, to really research what's going on and put a lot of weight in information from the staffing and the teachers within that school to say, hey, this is what we think is best. This is what we recommend for the students, and I'm going to have to listen to that.
And another thing you just touched on a little bit ago, as far as district and community relations are concerned, you talked a little bit about that. What do you think that should be?
Community relations are so important in these small areas. Everyone knows everyone, or they're related or connected in some way. And I kind of would like to repair some of that because I feel like there's a bit of a dark cloud that kind of hovers between the west end of the county and Aledo, and I think that needs to go away. You know, for the good of the kids, that needs to go away. For the good of the staff, they just need to be listened to and feel like they're important and their voice will be heard so that we have an area that said, yeah, we're going to support the teachers, we're going to support the staff, the students, and really do what's in their best interest.
Now, some decisions have already been made and are moving ahead concerning the district's facilities and accessibility. What are your thoughts as far as in future plans for the district concerning the buildings and the like?
I was concerned about that, and I still am. And nobody's going to take that away. The decision's been made. They spent lots of money on the studies and everything they've done. They voted on it. Do I like it? No, I don't. You know, I don't believe the staff wanted it. I don't believe the teachers wanted it. I don't believe the community wanted it. I don't think it's good for the students. I know the incoming students in New Boston is relatively low. I also know the majority of the students are bused into that area. We have bus times on this end of the county. Some kids are on buses an hour and 20 minutes and longer. Nobody wants that. And so I just could never, ever agree with that decision to not put that facility enjoy, because the gym's there, everything they need there, it's central. And so I could never support that. And honestly, I have to think that might have been another reason I put my name on that ballot, because I think we could have made a better decision.
Another issue that could involve you is the decision to go from the Lincoln Trail to the Three Rivers Conference for athletics. Are there any thoughts there, or are you up to speed on just where things stand?
As far as anything to do with sports, I'm at the mercy once again of asking the experts within our schools to say, what would you think best, and what are the consequences or benefits of doing this? What does this decision do in the future, or what does that decision do in the future? I would have to ask experts and really look at that, because it matters, because when you get into these rural areas, you're asking these families to drive 1.5 hours, 2 hours to these games all over the place. And it's not beneficial.
And then finally, is there any topic or concern that you have that we haven't discussed here in this interview that you'd like to let people know about?
One of my biggest concerns I have with this money being spent within these schools is that a lot of the money comes from taxpayers, and I'm not sure that some of the choices are responsible to taxpayers. So it comes down to, where is this a chicken and egg problem we have? Like, do we have high property taxes because we don't have enough houses built? Are we not building houses because the property taxes are too high? Because all of it relates to in fewer and fewer students in the schools. There's no place for them to live, and there are not new housing being built. It's not going to happen if they're going to get taxed to high heaven, and people are very, very fearful of their property taxes. And that's an issue. I would like to say, if I am elected and get a seat on that school board, I will try my best to make sure I'm responsible with taxpayer money.
All right. Well, listen, Lori, we want to thank you very much for running for the school board and taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you, John.
That's Lori Nelson, once again, candidate for the Mercer County School Board, and we'll be back with more after this.